I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One more thought, Woodsy, on Philip Rivers.
Oh, for the love.
Well,
of
you know, just had it. He announced his retirement earlier today.
He did.
I know I said I was done, and I really am done.
You don't sound like you're done.
Yeah, he retires as the number 5 all-time in passing yardage and passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Which is a function of what I think is actually his most significant accomplishment in the NFL. Never missed a start.
Yeah,
ever since he took over for Drew Brees, 2006, first game, I was there up at the Oakland Coliseum against the Raiders, beat him on Monday Night Football in the season opener, did not miss a single start, even 6 days after tearing his ACL in the playoffs, when he missed his only couple of quarters of action, and Billy Volek had to come in and win that game, came in, played the next week, was probably the most durable or one of the most durable quarterbacks. You know, Brett Favre was an Iron Man. Phillip Rivers, especially in this day and age.
Oh, dude.
Defenders are bigger and faster, and they are ready to tear you apart. Pretty incredible that he was out there every single week.
Now, I'm 46, 45. We're 45, right?
45.
We are 45 years old. When I get out of bed in the morning, it's creaky. And when I get up from a chair, I'm like, ooh.
And you have not been taking hits and shots
right
every week for the past 17 years.
You tell me all you want. Well, these guys get the best medical care. He's probably got a masseuse and a sauna and a spa. It doesn't matter. I mean, the toll that these guys take, it really is astounding. And I can't even imagine. I took a long walk yesterday, I ambled through Encinitas with my wife. And I was literally sore. I thought my ACL was going to snap yesterday.
Now imagine you're walking along, and unexpectedly out of nowhere, like a 250-pound specimen.
Don't see him.
Doesn't
from my blind side.
You, and just lays into you and knocks you to the ground.
Yep.
You're done.
You're
for
done.
Weeks.
Yeah,
for
weeks. I'm out.
You couldn't even play golf for weeks
no.
if that happened. And that's what NFL quarterbacks deal with on a weekly basis, taking those kind of hits.
Yeah, there's no question.
So that was impressive. So I'm done. I'm now done.
Okay.
Just wanted to throw that out there. We'll get back to the Padres talk here. What A.J. Preller had to say yesterday about his strategy in building a new starting rotation for the Padres. We'll get to that after a check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This hour is brought to you by your San Diego County Land Rover retailers, introducing the 2020 Land Rover Defender, Motor Trend's 2021 SUV of the year. Put the Defender's capabilities to the test at your San Diego County Land Rover retailer today. Land Rover, above and beyond, what in the F are you doing back there?
What is going on?
You hear him? Like a child. What's going on?
All good. Nothing's wrong.
What were you doing?
No idea.
I my headphone cord got tangled in the wheels
from
of this
what?
Chair. I don't know. I must have rolled around the wrong way. And it was pulling the whole box down. We were about to go off the air. So I fixed it. And now we can move on.
Why are you out of breath?
Because it was exhausting. Like I said, I'm 45 years old. I can't take shot. That was like taking a shot from a linebacker right there.
What were you doing? I was untangling my cord. Holy, I thought you were riding Peloton.
I
these
am.
Days,
43
man.
Straight weeks. I've got a streak going.
Let's go.
Streak going.
How many times a week?
Four. About four.
Four times yeah. a week. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much.
But then you're like me. When you do exercise, you F it up with what you eat for dinner.
True.
I saw your recap last night. You can't ride 45 minutes on the Peloton and crush it and then go suck down chicken pot pie with biscuits on top instead of a pastry crust.
So good.
Also, chocolate cake.
Shelly made it all from scratch. I mean, talking completely from scratch.
It's me to a T. Hey, I walked 4 miles. I need a cheeseburger as a treat. If we both just cleaned up our diets with the amount, I think both of us are exercising right now, we'd be in a lot better shape.
I have learned that there's no way.
20-minute bike ride, really, time to go to Chick-fil-A.
100%.
There's no way to lose weight without the diet.
You can try all you want.
Now, if you're 21 years old and you're working out like Michael Phelps or something, yeah, go ahead. You can eat 10,000 calories a day.
No doubt. You probably need to.
But at our age, we could exercise 10 hours a day. It's not going to help if we don't clean up our eating habits.
Which, of course, makes it the worst.
And I live with a phenomenal cook and baker who loves to make things. It's like, I'm not going to let it go to waste. This is unbelievable food that people would pay through the nose for at a restaurant. And I've got it right here, sitting in my fridge.
So he does 45 minutes on the Peloton, sits down, sucks down a chicken pot pie, again, with homemade biscuits on top of it.
Yeah,
instead of a pastry crust, not even
biscuits out of like the tube.
No,
she
homemade.
Makes the whole thing, the dough, you know, gets it all together.
And then chocolate cake.
Yeah. Homemade, absolutely. No mix, no box, then everything fresh.
You guys, by the way. Then the second part of his – and we'll get to that Joe Musgrove audio. Settle down. He's also coming on the show, so don't freak out. This is the other part of his recap. We then enjoyed some late bathtub gin after I finished work. Now, Shelly likes, like you said, she makes everything from scratch. Yeah. Do you two make your own gin, for Christ's sakes? Do you have a distiller in your home?
It sounds like that's what we're doing, like homemade spirits, bathtub gin. But no, this is actual, literal bathtub gin in that we both got into the bathtub and played gin, the card game, while we sat in a bathtub together last night.
I'm looking at Ben like an alien.
Well, you know, we got the big bathtub. We remodeled our bathroom. And so we've got a big tub. And she was cold. And I said, and my back kind of hurt. And
How about a sweatshirt?
You want to take a bath? And she said, yes, and I want to play cards. So we set up the little card table between us in the bathtub. And we sat there for like 25 minutes and played like 5 or 6 hands of gin.
You are so oversexed.
That's not
right now. It's not even funny.
Nothing.
You just had.
That is simply warm card playing.
You just had a 3-day staycation.
Yeah.
Yep. No socially distanced between the two of you as you casually.
We're in the same bubble.
Casually.
We're in our pod.
Mentioned
together.
Yesterday. He came in yesterday. He looked exhausted. Oh, did you work? No, I'm just really tired from the long weekend at the condo. And then last night, sitting in a bathtub nude, playing nude gin with your wife. You're oversexed, and I can see it in your face. You're very languid.
Playing gin or drinking gin?
Probably both.
No, there was no drinking involved. It was just simply card playing.
And he's over.
Bathtub
Paul,
gin.
He's
who does that?
Right now. Who does that even when they're dating somebody? That's more, much less after 18 years of marriage. Hey, do you want to get nude and go play cards? I say it because I'm kind of jealous because we don't have a bathtub.
It's like strip poker, except it's gin and you strip before you even start playing.
It's nude. He's like a porn star, Paul. Oh, that's something that a porn star would do with his girlfriend. And our Ben Higgins, is in there.
How you doing, babe? Hey, Toots, get in the tub. We're going to play a little gin here.
It's actually was quite platonic.
You are a delight in every sense of the word.
What I wouldn't give to see Ben and Shell nude in their tub. It was Bubbles?
There's Bubbles.
Bubbles?
A candle. Of course you have to have Bubbles.
He's a literal pornographer. Paul, how except does that
the,
make you...
the porn star would, I don't know, wouldn't be playing gin.
Well, it's all part of the seduction process. He's very oversexed.
I guess if you know what works, you know what works.
Yes, so. Very oversexed. Is she texting you right now? Is she listening?
No, no, okay, she's good. Not mentioning it, but...
Oversexed Ben is a whole new thing.
All right, so let's move on because we're going to talk some Padres baseball here. So I was on the Zoom call with Joe Musgrove and AJ Preller yesterday. Didn't see you on either of those.
I was not. I was doing childcare.
That's what I figured.
Sorry, I wasn't. You were probably making love to your wife while on Zoom because you're a deviant.
I'm a multitasker for sure. Let me start with Joe Musgrove. We're going to have him on live at 8:00 today. He is. And you've heard him on our show before because we've talked to him multiple times, being the local Grossmont High School El Cajon native that he is. We enjoyed him even when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now he's a Padre, so really excited to have him in town. And he talked a little bit about how great it's going to be to get to play for his hometown team, how he grew up hating the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Jake Peavy was his favorite pitcher. You know, kind
perfect,
of loved the intensity, the fire, and the emotion that Jake brought. Felt like that was how he wanted to pitch in his career. Said first time he ever got tossed a ball at a game was from Mark Kotze.
Amazing.
Had some great stories, but the best of them all was when he was asked about a tattoo that he has on his shoulder. And I'll just let Joe Musgrove take it over from here with the story of his SD tattoo.
Dude, it's funny. I was FaceTiming my grandma today. I don't know what paper it was, but I got a picture from my aunt this morning of a big shot of me on the front page of some sports page, I think in San Diego, but my grandma had it. And they sent it for her staring at it. And they're like, she's been looking at this picture for an hour straight and she hasn't put it down. So I FaceTimed her and I pulled my sleeve up. I got this tattoo when I was 18 years old. It was one that I hand drew in my room. It was a baseball with the San Diego logo in it. It had my last name and the year I was born on it. And I was just so fired up to get a tattoo. I came home and showed my grandma and she got to smack me in the head and said, "What are you doing? You don't even know if the Padres are going to draft you. What are you, crazy?" Just chewing me out. And I was just telling her that it was more so significant of being from San Diego than it was for the actual Padres. But I FaceTimed her today. I said, "Remember how stupid you made me feel when I got this in 18? I said, "I told you it would play out." So we had a cool little moment for that. But, yeah, I've had that one since I was 18.
I've got to imagine, Woods, that this is the first player in Padres history who they've ever acquired who already has their logo tattooed on his body. That can't have happened before, right?
I'm racking my brain here. Right, so Adam Jones from here, but they never acquired
him. They didn't draft him. I mean, there's been locals who played
Greg
for the
Garcia,
Padres before, but,
no.
But I don't think prior to acquiring a player, maybe in Major League Baseball history, I don't know, has there ever been a player acquired by a team who already has a tattoo of that team's logo on his body? That's what the Padres are getting in Joe Musgrove, a guy who actually has their logo tattooed on his body now plays for their team.
No, that's interesting to me. That's interesting. I wonder, that's probably it, right?
I was like the grandma, though. I would have been the same thing. It's like, what, you could go to the Yankees. You've got a Padre now tattooed.
But, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you love your team, you love your team, right?
And loyal to the soil, loyal to the team.
But I wonder, you know, in the Pirates showers, bro, what is that? You know we play them tonight, right? Like, did he have to be surreptitious with it? He's finally like, dude, I'm just so happy I don't have to cover up my arms anymore when I'm in the locker room. I can wear this thing with pride.
Meanwhile, AJ Preller joined us from, I believe he was saying he's at his parents' house, where he was Zooming in some back room. The phone rang during the Zoom conversation, and he had to hang up quickly. He was like, Mom, Hang up the. I'm on the Zoom call with the media. You know, so this now, is what AJ Preller was doing.
Carlos, real quick. Carlos makes the point. Fran Mill did have the Petco Park tattoo.
It's true.
But he got traded.
Right.
So they have. Yeah. Have they ever
acquired someone
that already had it? Yeah.
That to me is the question here. I mean, maybe at some point, like a New York kid had a Yankee tattoo before they got acquired by the Yankees,
maybe.
An NY or something. I don't know. This has got to be pretty rare. So AJ Preller was asked a few questions. You know, basically, you know, you keep acquiring pitchers over and over again. What was it that made Joe Musgrove put him on the Padres' radar?
I think, you know, again, he's obviously been a guy that's he's been very talented. He's a high draft pick, and you know, was you know, on a very successful Astro team, and then you know, here the last years with the you know, traded for Gerrit Cole. And no, I think for us, like, he's been one of the better pitchers we feel like in the league, and we also feel like he's a guy that's still got you know, some more upside in his performance. You know, I think you know, really the last month of last season, I think that's what we're hoping to tap into. You know, went out, I think it was 5 walks and 38 strikeouts or so. But yeah, he's, you know, a physical right-hand pitcher. He's a really good athlete. He can spin, you know, 2 breaking balls. You know, fields his position well. He's got multiple weapons and ways to get people out. And you know, I think there's a lot to like there. So I think from that standpoint, he was a guy that, you know, really our whole front office group really was pushing for throughout the offseason. We were able to line up here the last 24 hours on.
He also said that he likes the fact that he's a San Diegan who loves the Padres. He said that wasn't the deciding factor, but having a guy who wants to win a championship for his hometown team, he likes that kind of attitude that Joe Musgrove is bringing to the locker room for the Padres.
Well, it's pretty cool, and we're going to be joined by Joe Musgrove. What time is he coming on today?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock this morning here on Ben and Woods. Paulie texted him the other day, hey, I know it's not official yet, but we're really, you know, if everything comes through, we're really excited to have you in town, man. And thanks for coming on the show. Came on with us during COVID. Talked some Astros cheating stuff with us, and he was a part of that team. He was really cool. And he said back to Paulie, the first thing he said was, I'm so proud to represent this city. I mean, that just goes miles.
Let me get one more bite from AJ, because this was an interesting question, asking whether the Padres might consider, with, you know, coming off a short season, a 6-man rotation now in 2020.
I've heard a lot of chatter about that.
I think, you know, we'll get to spring training. We'll start looking at really just how everything lines up, obviously, going from the 50-game season to, you know, the longer, you know, complete season, 160-game year. You know, I think the point with the deal was basically just line up as many talented starters as we could. We feel like you know, I think we've, you know, we've got depth and we've got quality, and I think that'll be a conversation here for the next, you know, few weeks and months with Jace, Larry, myself, and a bunch of people overall throughout the organization, how we want to do it.
You know, it's not the worst idea, especially early in the season. You've got, you know, Chris Paddock, Adrian Morejon, Ryan Weathers, maybe even Mackenzie Gore. You know, they may start in the minors, they may start in the bullpen, but you may want to start 6 guys and give everyone a little extra rest to extend them a little bit this season.
You feel good about the lineup you're running out there every day. You know what I mean? You feel like your offense is going to be able to win you some games along with your defense and your speed.
You want guys to be fresh in October. You know, most Padres seasons didn't matter.
Right.
Now it does. You want them to still be fresh in October. So a little bit from AJ Preller. We'll come back, though. We've been teasing this for a couple of days. Tiger Woods, the documentary, part 2. Whoa. Woodsy says maybe the best line in TV history from Armin Gatayan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.